Okay. Our next piece of business here is some more introductions. We have introductions of three great young people coming up, and they're going to be introduced by our president of our Blind Educators Division, former Blind Teacher of the Year, present City Chapter Secretary, present school teacher. I'm giving you enough hints to get your butt up here, is it? and have your crew with you. Current resident of the Bronx. I will give to you, for purposes of a quick introduction of the scholarship class of 2014, because this is your chance to meet them. The committee has met them. The committee has enjoyed them. You've got a very good group of young people here that you're putting your money towards helping. I want to remind the people, the folks out here in the audience, that it is your money that's helping fund these young folks with some of their, with helping them live the lives they want. That's what we'll do here. We will do that. We've been doing that now since 1989, and we will continue to do that now. It started off originally as a vendors program. The folks in BEP started doing it, and since then it was picked up by the membership at large because the membership at large thought it was a good enough idea that the General Treasury is now taking care of the expenses of this. So, having said that, I will give to you for the next few minutes. Hopefully she's wrapping up in less than 15 minutes because she had till 9:30, but I know she won't do that. But for what she cares to say and what she had to put on the class of 2015, I give you the chair of the scholarship committee of 2014, Kate Mendez, and 15.
Bright college days, oh carefree days that fly. To thee we sing with our glasses raised on high. Let's drink a toast as each of us recalls ivy-covered professors in ivy-covered halls.
Cute. Very cute. For those of you who didn't get that joke, they're making fun of where I went to college. Generally, this presentation is preceded by the instructions. Would the scholarship class of 2014 please make their way up to the head table? Those directions are generally given about 5 minutes ago. So, if you're not already here, get here and do it fast. Carl pretty much did all the bombast for me, so all I have left to do is introduce to you the scholarship class of 2014. We have three fabulous ladies, it's all ladies this year, from various parts of the state and the world. And to begin, Khadija, are you here?
Yes, I'm right.
Oh, good. We're going in alphabetical order, so the first person I'm going to introduce to you is Khadija Hassan.
Good morning, everyone. It's absolutely wonderful to be in beautiful Niagara Falls with even more beautiful people. I am currently doing my master's in economics from CUNY Hunter College. Hopefully, I'll be graduating next summer. And what I plan to do with my degree is to go into benefits counseling. This past summer was quite a revelation for me in terms of choosing a career path. So I chose this because I really want to feel like I've made a difference in someone's life, no matter how small or big. And I don't think there's a more wonderful experience than self-fulfillment and self-satisfaction that you've helped someone. And yes, so I hope that works out for me. Thank you so much.
Our next winner is a young lady whose name I have routinely mispronounced all weekend. I'm going to try and do it correctly now. Brianna Kitzelstein.
Wow, very close. Better this time?
Okay. Thank you. You got it right. My name is Brianna Kitzelstein. I have Usher syndrome, and I am a deafblind student at RIT. For those of you that don't know, RIT is Rochester Institute of Technology, and my major is molecular bioscience and biotechnology, but we can call it biotech for short. I'm a third-year student, and I've been doing a lot of research, and that's what I'm very passionate about. I've studied everything from organic chemistry to different types of biology, like virology or microbiology, and I just love it all. I plan on doing my PhD right out of undergrad, and I think I would like to get my PhD in microbiology or plant pathology. So far, I've done research on invasive plant species at Syracuse University, amphibian populations in Rochester at RIT. And for those of you that like wine, you'll really enjoy this one. Over the summer, I worked for Cornell University and the USDA Agricultural Experiment Station, studying a grapevine fungus, and well, I helped save your wine. I also have a really big dream to improve education for deaf and blind people, both in America and around the world. A lot of times in underdeveloped countries, they believe that being deaf or blind is a curse. And a lot of times they're shunned from society or they try to hide their disability, but here we can be proud of what we are, and I want that for other countries. I've been a part of the deaf community in Rochester for a while now, and now at this convention, I can very proudly say I'm part of the blind community too.
And alphabetically last, but certainly not least, Nefertiti Matos.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Nefertiti Matos. I am currently working toward a BA in Community and Human Services at Empire State College, part of the State University of New York. And I am an active and proud member of the Greater New York Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind and New York Association of Blind Students. Yes, thank you. I love living in New York City and having my Federation family so close. I am very privileged to have this opportunity. And thank you for believing in me, giving me a chance. And I hope to meet each and every one of you as we continue. Thank you very much.
Right. Carl, I think we may have fulfilled your mandate to be under 15 minutes. I encourage you all to have the opportunity, if you can, find the opportunity to talk to these ladies over the course of the next couple of days. The scholarship committee will be getting to know them as well, but it's also wonderful if they get to know us and we get to know them.